1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
Welcome back to Matt Quinn Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some foreign policy issues that have got to be addressed. I'm very concerned about what Germany is doing in regard to resisting the Ruskies. They used to be the commie Ruskies, now they're the organized crime Ruskies who are threatening Ukraine. Germany has done a few things that have made it very difficult to stand up to Russia with united Europe. First of all, the United Kingdom, Great Britain, was going to send military supplies to Ukraine, and Germany would not let UK planes fly over German territory to do that. So they had to go far out of the way to get around. Remember, these are all people in NATO, for Pete's sake. Secondly, one of their newspapers leaked a story, which obviously came from the German government, saying that whatever Russia does, they will not be suspended from the SWIFT program. There'll be no SWIFT penalty. What does that mean? What is SWIFT? S-W-I-F-T. SWIFT. SWIFT is an acronym that stands for Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. It's a messaging system that runs on a network of thousands of financial institutions globally. They instantly communicate with each other on transactions in a secure and very standardized way. If a country is suspended from the SWIFT system, they can't practice modern banking. You take a lot for granted. You go to an ATM, you take out some money, and immediately you can get a statement showing what you got left. You write a check. You could write a check in the United States. You could write a check to a friend in Europe. They can cash it, no questions asked. They run the numbers. This is all the SWIFT system. If Russia, which is increasingly acting like an international skunk, an international leper, were cut out of the SWIFT system, their banking system would collapse. They say that they have an alternative for internal bank transactions. They frequently lie. Who knows if they're lying? Maybe they have it, maybe they don't. But the fact of the matter is, Russian businesses, Russian exports, Russian imports, especially if this were combined with sanctions prohibiting shipments of anything to Russia, would isolate it and shut it down. And Putin got very concerned about that and said at one point, if you cut us off the SWIFT system, that's the equivalent of a military attack and we'll respond. He continues to lie. He's like a playground bully. Push, push, lie, lie. See what he can get away with. Now, why would Germany deny Britain, British planes, the right to fly over German territory? They're both in NATO, to supply arms to Ukraine. The United States supported it. The United States supplies arms to Ukraine. And why would they leak out that one of the most severe economic sanctions is not going to be imposed no matter what Russia does? Germany now has a coalition green socialist government. The left in Germany is a disaster. The left in Germany is afraid of Russia. They're afraid of Russia. Merkel was no good either for a lot of different reasons. She was more conservative, but she's the one that opened up Europe to jihad after it had been driven out for more than 100 years. She let in more than a million Islamic refugees without even consulting France and Britain. The minute they came in, many of them went to Paris and London, and there have been continual attacks in Europe, continual attacks for that whole time on churches, on publications, on airports, people beheaded, teachers beheaded right on the street. Jihad is now back in Europe. France right now is 7-8% Islamic, Germany about 5%. Merkel should have been immediately removed from office and those refugees relocated in Islamic countries. That did not happen. Now the clowns have elected Greens and socialists. These Greens and socialist clowns are afraid of Russia. Russia invaded Germany, obviously, at the end of the Second World War. The Stasi ran East Germany. And now one of this new clown government put out a statement that's unbelievable. They said, well, we are very concerned about weapons being used against Russia in light of Germany's invasion of Russia during the Second World War. And so many Russians died. That's true. I have word for the Germans. About 8 million people died in Ukraine, too. And a lot of people died in Poland. They died all over the place because of the Nazi government. So don't be giving me this business about you are going to selectively worry about your invasion of Russia in the 1940s as a result, sacrifice Ukraine. One of the ironies of ironies, and this is something I'd never say, is in the UK, you have Boris Johnson. I'm no fan of Boris Johnson. He's a conservative. He's bad news. He's the one that's trying to impose in Northern Ireland another hard border to back up their Brexit. Brexit was a disaster. Trump supported Brexit. Britain should be back in the EU. But now he may get squeezed out of office. He may get squeezed out of office. There's one member of parliament, Christian Wakefield, who defected to the Labour Party from the Tories, the Conservatives. That hasn't happened in many years. And another one, who is a former cabinet member, said to Boris Johnson the following, quote, "You have sat there too long. For all the good you have done, in the name of God, go." Those are the words that were used to Neville Chamberlain by a member of parliament after he appeased Hitler. Now, what's going on over there and what's going on in Germany? The fact of the matter is that Boris Johnson hasn't appeased anyone. And as bad as he is and as little as I like him, at least he is willing to send arms to Ukraine. But what the idiot did was he had a party, several parties, with no masks and no distancing, right around the time Prince Philip died. And they are so angry about that over there, it's unbelievable. They're going to squeeze him out of parliament, which means he will be squeezed out of office as prime minister. Reminds me of Gavin Newsom out in California when he went to that dinner. It almost cost him the recall election. So right when we need it the most, we have instability in the British government. And then in Germany, the Greens and the socialists are simply bowing down to what Russia wants. These are foreign policy developments that you should be aware of. Russia continues to rattle the sword. They have thinned out their embassy staff in Kiev. They have put more troops there. They keep woofing. They keep talking trash. They keep talking about all-out war and that sort of thing. So far, we'll see what happens. I am not at all pleased with the Biden response. It's certainly better than the Trump response. Trump, when they went into Crimea, Trump said, well, I understand the people in Crimea like the Russians. Trump was on the payroll of Putin. Here we have an independent president, but I want some more spine. I want somebody who says to Putin, no, you're not going into any of these countries. You're not going into Ukraine. You're not going into the Baltic countries, and we need a tough foreign policy. That is a very brief synopsis of foreign policy as seen by Matt Flynn Direct. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The